see how you would even pick that.
So you didn't know anything about the coffin and the crate?
No.
Fair enough.
Big crate to us.
If I learn differently, I'll be back.
Right.
Please let that not be so.
Okay. I assume I have time to head back to the pub and get the robot.
Sure. Walk into the pub. There's a big robot there. There's the light.
The light or his secret identity, which I may or may not know?
I don't know.
I thought I'd stay out in the bar in my outfit.
Okay, it's the light then. Hey, robot. Let's go catch the... You know what?
Okay.
Hey, light. Let's go catch the guy that's impersonating you.
Wait, he's the guy who's impersonating me?
He's actually using hypnotic powers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'd like to meet this.
I'll tell you all about it.
In theory, anyway.
I'll tell you all about him when we're not in such a private place.
So when we're more in public?
Perhaps when we're not in such a public place.
I'm going to get on a megaphone and run a Disneyland, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Maybe I should give you a password so that when one of the lights says the password and the other doesn't.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's hypnotism, not actual impersonation, but sure, what's the password?
Actually, I guess I don't care if you can't choose your one.
Sure I can. I got my 38.
Okay. What's it? Thumper. There, that'll be the password.
So let's go to the museum.
I believe me, my assistant, the robot, and the light.
So, like, what's going on here? Okay.
I think so. I'm going to tell them what's going on as soon as we get out of the pub. So as soon as we get out of the pub, I tell you, there's a vampire stalking Island City.
Well, they should think so.
Well, he's been... searching for some artifact. I don't know what exactly.
Right, but I meant not the something stalking Island City part, but the vampire is the something part.
Oh, right. I show you a piece of fur and tweezers.
Cleaning out your grain?
Vampire is furry. This is wolf hair.
Wolf hair.
And I show you the claw drawing I did.
You did a drawing, okay.
A claw mark.
Right.
Wolf claw.
Okay.
I show you a drawing I did of little puncture wounds.
All right. I see two dots.
Yeah. Rat bite.
Rat bite.
And all the blood was sucked out. Well, not all of it, but a lot.
From
a dog.
From a dog.
Yeah. The other dog was mauled by the wolf.
Okay.
And there was a window that only a bat could have gone in.
Like it had a crack, and
well, no, it was wide open. But I looked carefully, and there was no evidence of entry unless something flew in. And he's also shown hypnotic powers, and that he's made people believe that you are him. And he stole his coffin,
which is all complete surmise.
See, I'm just half tempted to make that all true.
It is all true. It would be a lot more entertaining that way.
Okay.
The evidence of the animals at the two villages was the strongest.
Well, what happened to the cheetah?
In jail?
So one of the dogs couldn't have attacked the other dog or something?
It was actually two different villages.
Okay.
The one dog was killed two nights ago, the other dog one night ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're the detective.
Yes. So, I want a fan.
A fan is in... All right. A big one? Yeah. A hand one?
Big one.
Big one? All right.
Okay. I want you on fan duty.
Dance, girl, dance.
Is that in case he turns into fog?
That's right. And then we'll blow him away?
Yes.
Because we don't want to catch him. We want to make him escape quickly.
Or I think this might disperse him totally. Okay. I didn't get enough crosses and garlic for you because I didn't expect you to be here, too. Actually, I did because I was really paranoid. I hand out crosses and garlic to both of you.
Well, I can fly.
So, you'll want the crosses and garlic. Okay. You want to get, like, one of those sticks with the loop on it, like the dog catchers use?
Sure. Nope, don't know where to get one of those.
I say if it's in wolf form, we shoot it.
Should we
be silver making bullets, just in case. I think that's werewolves, but can't hurt.
You could draw little crosses in the end of your bullet.
That's a good idea, too.
Fill them with holy water.
Fill them with holy water. That might be a problem.
Is there a church around?
There's
churches all over Hawaii. I go and I talk to the priest.
Okay. Yes, my friend.
John Gilmore. P.I. I'd like some holy water.
What are reformers, my friend?
Vampire.
Well, the Lord does not allow vampires to exist.
Well, I think we might need to give him a little lordly blessing.
Girl.
There's a person who believes they're a vampire.
Right? Oh. 12. Not a double.
Don't give me some holy water.
Right. Is there an ammo store where we can get some silver bullets in 38 and 45? Not so much.
I don't think so.
I don't really think I really have a 45 either.
Yeah. Colt weapon store?
not one of those in Iron City.
Okay. Go hang out at the museum then. I drill the robot. Cross. Uncross. Cross.
Uncross.
Uncross.
He's pretty easy.
I ask him if he's made out of any silver.
No. Silver is soft, and I wouldn't break anything.
Oh, silver's not really that soft. You're thinking of gold. That isn't me. I'm not made of silver. What is, I have a projectile weapon in my suit. What the hell kind of projectile weapon do I have in my suit?
A gun.
What caliber? I mean, is
depends
it...
depends on what damage it does.
Well, alright.
I like a minigun.
It says 7.
So it's probably some kind of...
pretty big gun.
Yeah, 20 millimeter.
20 millimeter?
Anti-aircraft type weapon.
Really?
At a 7? Yeah.
My 38 says 3. No, 9, not 3.
Well, it must be some sort of American caliber. Like 50 caliber.
Sure.
Yeah. I was assuming 50.
That would be pretty damn big. What's your 38 do?
3. Has an EV of 3. I think that's the damage number.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to open with that.
Okay, so I have a 50 caliber gun.
No silver bullets in 50 caliber?
No. Silver bullets.
Okay, we stake out the museum.
What are you doing in there?
I give out some stakes, too, speaking of which.
Alright. Somebody? Okay. So everybody has stakes. And crosses.
And garlic.
And garlic.
Feel pretty silly. And we have a big fan set up. She's standing nearby.
Some holy water. Alright.
And when it turns out to be a demon or a sorcerer? feel that too.
And we shoot it.
There was a World War II vampire supervillain, but I'm pretty sure he was over at Marvel. Yeah, Captain America fought him. Captain America, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Okay, so you spend the night. Everybody's gonna make a roll.
What?
I have no idea.
11. Kevin likes people.
6.
10.
Okay, nothing happened that night.
I wonder if they already got what they needed.
Why don't you two review the facts? Not necessarily with me. Amongst yourselves.
No, you might provide valuable insight.
Okay.
Kind of as the common man type of thing.
Right.
Okay. Two nights ago, there was a break-in at Pipe.
What's Pipe?
It's a city.
Okay.
A village. The window was broken in. The dog was mauled to death. And the place was turned upside down.
The window was broken in. It was like a modern building, not a hut.
Yeah, relatively. Okay. Claw marks and wolf fur was found in their artifact case there. No artifacts were missing, but there were some on loan to this museum.
All right.
Last night, at Line.
Also a village?
Also a village. A little bit southeast of Pipe. There was a break-in. No sign of forced entry, though there was an open second floor window. The guard dog there was also killed, though the only sign of violence was these small marks, which look as if they were made by a rodent. There was an abnormally low amount of blood in the dog's body. There was also an artifact case there. Again, nothing was stolen.
How do you know that there was an abnormally low amount of blood in the dog?
I had a doctor look at it.
And he said, that's not much blood. Or did you say, hey, does that dog not have much blood? And he said, yeah, maybe.
No, he actually offered it first.
Okay.
I asked him to tell me why the dog was pale, but that was the only leading
dog is pale.
That was the only bit of leading information I asked.
Okay.
And
he said there's not much blood in it. And there wasn't like a giant pool of dog blood, presumably.
Presumably. Also an artifact case there, also nothing stolen, but there were some things on loan to this museum. Also last night, people believed you broke into the import-export store at approximately 7 p.m., shortly after dusk, we could say, and stole a large crate purported to only contain antique furniture, but large enough to hold a coffin.
Okay.
That's the evidence we have. My next question will be, was another village broken into last night since he wasn't here?
Why would he maul one dog and eat another dog?
Because he was a wolf the first time and a rat the second. Because he needed to be a wolf to break in the window. There's a rat or a bat couldn't have gotten in. And he needed to be a rat to get through the second floor window on the other place? That's a good point. You could have been a rat instead of a bat or a mouse.
Well, as a vampire, wouldn't he be able to break a window? Being as I'm able to break a window? Why would I need to be a dog to break a window?
Well, maybe you broke it as a person then turned into a dog from all the wolf from all the dog.
You see.
Why would he still be a wolf when he was ransacking the cabinet?
I don't know.
Perhaps he just had wolf bits on him, you know. Who knows what happens when they transform.
The lack of blood is kind of weird. Because, otherwise it could be a guy and his dog.
The zookeeper said it was wolf camp.
Uh-huh.
So that's the evidence. Do you have alternative theories?
Me.
You just missed the evidence.
I mean, you're thinking evidence? Yeah, theories?
This could be a good training exercise for you. Any alternative theories? I'd probably want to look at this evidence firsthand. Well, that's fair enough. We can return there. First, let me call my good friend Detective. What's his name?
How many days has this dog supposedly been lying in the sun? I suspect he's gone.
I suspect he's gone now too.
Dog lying in the sun.
Dead dog lying in the sun.
Dead dog.
I call the detective. You might want to check around for other nearby villages that also have artifact collections. Well, I can in fact just ask the museum here because they have artifacts on loan from other villages. But first I'm going to call the why don't you go get that answer and we can start calling around to all of them, and in the meantime I'll see if the detectives had any other robberies reported last night or break-ins.
Okay. Back into the achievement
question. Yeah.
Well,
that's a roll-up
score. So I called the detective and asked if he's had any word yet of any break-ins last night to any village administrative centers.
Yes, there is. There was a break-in last night. Mm-hmm. We'll call it Village 3.
And where is it on the map? Is it southeast of village number 2?
No.
Like
that. Fortunately, I won't be destroying it quite right. But
the village one's probably more like over there.
Right. I'd want him to be inaccurate. Aha! So our vampire was elsewhere last night. Let's go out to,
That explains everything.
Well, let's go out to village number 3. Yeah, I'm trying to think what his name is. Wanna go with?
Okay. Does he have, like, a robot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have your robot right now, by the way. I've trained him to become a cross.
How many robots do you have?
One.
Yeah, just one. Yeah, the golden was closed. So you had to lose them all.
Why are we investigating his robot theft?
His robot got stolen?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was in pieces, though, so.
Well, if you had, like, a robot head that we could sit in this other place, that would be cool. And then, you know, wouldn't we came by, the robot could say, you know.
So something that'll answer the phone and take messages?
No. I meant, like, in the museum. Like, we could have his robot, you know, like, we could hide his robot in a crate with 2 holes in the crate, and he could watch, you know.
Sure, you could do that.
So did Donald get a list of
might get bored, though.
Other villages that had artifacts on one of this place?
Start talking.
Someone's doing what? Getting artifact list?
He's getting a list of villages that have artifacts on loan to the museum.
Okay.
I think it's been stolen from the museum.
Not yet.
So.
It's sort of like a dozen villages.
Oh.
And is village number 3 one of them?
Yes.
Well, the downside is that we have 10 different places we need to cover tomorrow night. The upside is that the number of places we have to cover decreases every night.
Until he finds what he's looking for.
And destroys the universe.
Did you ask the
10 places?
Museum guy? Like, you know, is there anything in common between these villages, that kind of thing?
Everyone should
have. They all have artifacts
on
here.
Anything else? Anything special about the kind of artifacts?
Yeah, we can just call the various villages.
curators or whatever and find out if any of them have something along
the way. Or warn them, you better have a guy staying up because three of the villages have been...
Yeah. We'll do that, but let's check out Lily right now.
Okay. Is there... Okay.
So you check out the third village?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Anyone wants something in the store?
No.
His robot might very well tell him what we're doing.
Yeah, the robot does go home.
We're going to go get some lunch in a little bit.
Do you want pizza?
Do that.
Yeah, you guys can order pizza.
38.
You bring that with you everywhere now?
That's so many coupons.
What the hell are all those coupons you have?
Buy one, get one free.
Is this their new brochure, a huge set of coupons?
Yeah,
you buy them for like 10 bucks.
They like show up at your house. So you want to buy this thing for $20? It's good for 2-3 pizzas. And a bunch of coupons.
I use the fishy for a I'm just going to buy one, get one free. Buy a large, get three couple, and blah, blah.
Buy one, get one free sounds a lot better than three buffalo wings. Not that I'm eating either.
Yeah.
I don't want to see.
Okay. What am I supposed to do with this?
You will order something later. Look at it. Marble.
Fantastic.
Yeah, if you want to order, order.
Yeah. After the game.
Well, I was going to wait to put it in the bridge and then go walk at the telegraph.
Oh. I
tell the robot that I'd love to have him on cross duty again tonight wherever we decide to stake out.
Okay. The robot comes home, or like to the lab the next morning.
Okay. Where have you been all night?
He's got a big chunk of metal. Welded onto the back of his head.
He's got some red primer on his collar, so you know he's been cheating on you, isn't it?
It's like a big, solid rectangle, which like is right behind his head here.
And what's that?
That looks like an evil cross.
He does look kind of like a cross when he does that.
We were hunting vampires. But they didn't show up.
Vampires. Vampires?
So, it's probably some kind of boring thing. Because nothing else ever happened.
Always boring, right?
So we just sit around and talk.
Is Gilmore involved?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here, I'll get the thing off here. You've done it much better. So.
Lovers and
a
cheese lovers.
You
want to
get that?
Sure.
Okay.
I got a
Lily. So you go through the village. They show you an administration building. There's a dog. He's ripped into.
I'll let you look at this scene. Maybe somebody just doesn't like dogs.
Could be.
What do you surmise based on the evidence you see?
So there's a dog that's ripped into. Looks like the door smashed open.
And I should warn you, I'm going to look through the scene after you do.
And since this was last night, it's still a mess, but it's like furniture is broken in bits, and even stuff is thrown everywhere wildly.
Okay. Are they getting increasingly more aggressive? No, the first one was more aggressive than the second.
And like the like an artifact display case all broken and all the artifacts are on the ground.
All of them?
Pretty much.
Okay.
What kind of artifacts?
Because you said last time it was just some of them were broken.
Looks like someone broke the display case.
Hawaiian.
And all the things. Yeah, native artifacts.
Like hot and stuff.
Yeah, well, charms and totems.
Oh, charms! Aha!
Remember get me lucky charms.
Well,
you can ask questions.
I can look around.
You can look around.
Do I see that a Hawaiian's putting their heads together and looking at me?
You there?
I thought. Yeah.
Same vampire's framing him.
Sure.
It's impossible. We could have two cases at the same time.
No. Hawaiian's. You know.
Okay, well,
sort of stare at you a bit, but. Because they don't see people in armor.
Not more than most people do. I'll look around. I'll ask, you know, if anyone was here, if they heard anything, or what, you know, did they just show up in the morning and find this? You know, is the dog supposed to be a guard dog, or is it just...
Yeah, the dog's a guard dog.
Okay.
Which
dogs do you want? For cheese.
Huh? Just cheese?
Just cheese? Well, cheese lovers, you can ask three topics.
You and the cheese lovers? Oh, weird.
That is weird.
Right? They just make the cheese for this.
Just plain cheese is fine. Unless you want some on it.
So there is...
Wow.
You hit the top sign and put the top right in.
Does anybody live around this building and would have heard the dog, like, going crazy as it was ripped limb from limb?
Which one do you know about?
I don't know what it is.
There may be one on the universe when they came out in the morning.
Oh, the closest one's probably at Ashby and
Shattuck.
Or that one might. Yeah, there might be. Maybe on Adeline. Is there one on Adeline?
Is it in Berkeley?
Oh, that's not.
If it's in Berkeley, that's the one. Mm-hmm. It may or may not be. I might be wrong. Is it on Alcatraz and?
No.
Shattuck
and Ashby. Oh, no, you're right. Shattuck and Alcatraz.
Shattuck and Alcatraz. That's probably that one then.
Yeah.
The double.
It'd be Oakland.
Which is Oakland. Yeah, that is Oakland. Are there any in Berkeley proper?
No, I don't think so. There's three in Oakland. Who's there? Shattuck and proper. So.
Shattuck's the closest. Yeah. Double check that they're at Alcatraz, and if so, they're close enough and they'll deliver.
So does anybody live near this dog and heard it being ripped apart?
Yes. There was an old man, father comes down.
Did he see or hear anything?
It was, they did hear the dog yelling and then something crashing in the building. Oh, actually, yes. What they saw... some sort of large man.
Wolf man?
Hard to tell. Kind of stiffly walking away.
Stiffly walking away. Was he huge?
Frankenstein?
He was big.
I mean, like, bigger than normal?
Yeah.
I mean, not like he's just like 6'2", but he's like 8 foot?
Yeah.
Like back in the movie Monsters.
Was he hairy?
Couldn't tell.
Was he naked?
Don't think so.
Okay. Well, can I look around inside for clues?
Well, can somebody track? There should be, like, 8 foot tall guy walking stiffly away.
Oh, yeah, this is Frankenstein monster. You think it might be attacked by movie monsters?
That's a possibility. You think instead of one vampire, it was a werewolf the first time, a vampire the second, and Frankenstein this time?
Sure. Somebody's animating wax museum statues or something.
That's a possibility.
Or we've got some sort of during movie special effects guy.
So if there was a wax... If there was a wax
look around
of the lives.
Sure.
Go check
the wax museum. The first look around. See if we find wax shavings or
something. All right, let it
see if I find anything interesting.
I look for big footprints walking away from me.
There are big footprints walking away.
Are they shoe prints or footprints?
Shoe prints.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
I already said I'd follow up after you were done with your little training investigation.
Kevin knows I can't roll for shit.
How far can, how long can you see what stuff was done?
No, I'm going to give it a try, but probably it's been too far. I am lucky to get half an hour.
Okay. Well, here are giant footprints walking off. Why don't I follow these for a little bit? I'll start walking off.
Okay. So, let's see. I'll be look through the building, didn't find anything. You gonna look through?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
I'm gonna search it pretty thoroughly. Gonna use my, microscopic vision, like where the door was broken up, other stuff like that. And then I'm going to use my analytical smell flesh tracking set to see if I can follow it.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, do the search. Got a 13.
You find like a bit of cloth from some sort of big cover.
Oh, Penelope!
Kill him.
You missed this here when you were looking hunt.
Apparently.
Where's the number of points I have?
At the top. Like over
HP
here somewhere?
Oh, 47?
Yeah.
So we'll store that away.
Okay. And then you follow the tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll.
I get an 11 there. I have a 7 on my analytical smell / track sense.
Okay.
How much is it going to be worth? 18 or something. Just back now.
For two medium pizzas?
Yeah. Huh? Why don't you say anything?
Didn't I come off your ass? Yeah.
The light can make a roll too.
What do I add?
Oh, wait.
11? Okay. So you two follow the track. So it looks like the guy walked over to a...
Does he walk or does he lurch? Are there a lot of slides and drags or are they all just...
Sure, he lurches.
Uh-huh.
So he walked over to some kind of vehicle, kind of to the passenger seat and left.
Someone's driving Frankenstein around.
That makes it less likely, doesn't it?
Makes it more likely that someone animating Lex Vegas.
What?
As I theorize.
My wacky theory is winning.
It's a battle of the moon.
Did you actually come from Project M or did your history get changed?
Project camp.
Background.
I think I might have changed that a bit.
I think you had filled it out, Project camp.
Island top secret government lab.
Yep.
Yeah, there's an explanation. What it was.
Well, Project camp's in New York, so.
This is Project H.
See, Project M is working on the creature commandos, which are a werewolf, Frankenstein's monster, but it didn't come from there.
Hey, what are you under that seat?
So, gonna go back and try and put together all the pieces of the artifacts to help them figure out if anything's missing.
Okay. I'll take a walk. Let's see. Eric's doing anything? No?
Well, now his robot came back and he shrugged off my vampire hunting.
Whatever.
Gonna have to have a long talk with the robot.
Vampire?
About Gilmore.
He's hanging out with the wrong crowd. For what?
Okay. Yeah, I'll
Stick around.
I'll run out and see if this is any help.
Okay.
Or firepower. Or just need to, you know, turn the museum into a parking lot.
So where do you go?
I told the robot the village we were going to, so he should.
Alright.
I'm making the. I hate that one. So I just call him. Say I'm on the way.
No. My assistant's with me, not Ghost Girl.
Oh yeah.
Does your assistant's purse ring?
Yeah.
Ring.
Excuse me. Doesn't it have a quiet mode or something?
Would you put in a quiet mode?
I would expect so, because it's fairly obvious that in this time.
That everybody has secret identities and they don't want their things ringing in a weird moment.
Well, in this time frame, a phone on your person is exactly a very common thing.
Sure.
So Donald's purse is vibrating.
Only you notice.
Something vibrating. All right, I'll one of us. Go cover my nose or something.
Sure.
I bet she's hysterical.
Yeah, probably. Really upset over this monster thing.
All right, so who's calling?
It's Rip.
Hey, guys, bro.
Hey, what's up?
I understand you guys are at a flaw in this museum over here, so I was going to show up there.
No, I'm doing something else, but I think Gilmore is.
Oh, I see.
I think he's got the light with him.
Okay. Oh, the light.
The light. What's your role?
Six.
Yeah, that's not going to help too much.
Well, what am I rolling for?
You... Alright, so you were examining Ghost Girl...
Oh, right.
Like tissues and stuff, tissue samples.
Sorry, just kind of dying 6 months.
So you're pretty sure it's your radiation that's affecting you. And actually, you know, you look into it more, you know, your radiation powers have been increasing lately. And you actually think, you know, Ghost Girl is probably particularly susceptible to it, but normal people would be too.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a child, isn't it?
You feel a little sick. Under the weather.
You losing hair.
Great. What kind of super user that kills everyone?
Time to invest points in sealed systems.
Oh, I have sealed systems.
You're fine.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try to like find a solution to this problem.
What kind of serum?
Yeah.
Nothing you're good at.
Yeah.
A drug you take every day.
So, I'm serum. I have to do that, plus my
it's
wife.
It's the stop the beacon radiation serum. Not to stop being radioactive. That would mean you're powerless. It's still be radioactive if it stopped leaking it.
Why don't we just get you a big lead suit?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you should just have a lead suit. You should come up with a woven lead technology.
Woven lead.
Yep. Lead thread.
That would be more in my field.
It would weigh like 400 pounds, but...
That's not.
Wear a lead hat.
Okay, so let's see. So you are still left, You guys are at the village.
Hey, Dr. Jonathan, just pick off a little.
Do you want to do anything after this?
Okay.
Yes. After we finish putting together the artifacts and stuff.
Oh, sure. Putting together the artifacts.
More, superhero stuff.
So there are no artifacts.
Yeah. What's going on?
No.
I'm fairly certain, but Fillmore's involved.
Find out if there are any wax museums open in town.
Vandalize the robot.
Wax a few in town.
Your robot vandalized himself.
Sure, a little wax museum.
That's my next stop.
Okay.
I asked Donald if he wants to go with, or if he wants to call all the villages to see if any of them might have any artifacts in common, any of the anti...
I'll call around the villages.
Just warn them.
Somebody needs to do that. I've warned them.
Warn them, find out what artifacts they have, see if any might be of benefit to a sorcerer, a vampire, or a wax artist.
Sure.
Wax artist.
Or deranged philanthropist.
Or the government.
So we already checked the museum and there wasn't anything there that we cared about, so I'll just ask them for a list of their more interesting things that they didn't get in the museum.
Hey, what about a deranged Hawaiian god? I think I remember Brady Bunch episode about this.
I think that was a Brady Kids, not a Brady Bunch.
No, there was a
Brady Bunch in Hawaii.
Deranged Hawaiian god, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it was like
dig up a little taboo.
Yeah, it was like a thing, and then spiders leaped on Peter. Ran up the headboard onto Peter, or somebody anyway.
Huh.
Might not have been Peter, it might have been one of the other boys, but...
Sounds like something Peter would do.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, I remember, like, tarantulas walking on him while he was lying on his bed. Being as strange was fairly sizable. Seems like you'd wake up.
Okay, so you look for...
You would wake up when you don't.
Never have.
Touché.
Alright, so
you
Penelope
fire,
gets a list from this village of the stuff they don't have.
She's calling to all the other villages.
All the other villages? Well, the stuff that's still they still have.
Well, and to warn them, somebody hit three villagers so far, so maybe you ought to have a couple of guys who...
Okay. So you warn them, you get a list of stuff. Just a list of items.
Sure. We'll see if they've seen anyone, snooping around or asking questions.
Hey, we should just... Is there a village that we can stay at?
No. They don't see anybody.
They all have guard dogs?
Yes.
Is there a village that we can stay at that's near all these other villages so that when somebody hits their thing, they can call us at that village and we can get over there immediately? And then, aren't there a lot of places in Hawaii that are only accessed by one road?
Yeah.
So, if they just call us, we can, like...
Maybe we can trace the car they drove off in.
Aha!
Tire tracks.
Ooh.
Rental cars.
Yeah, we should be able to stake out the one road, right?
Should tell them that if something attacks their village, they should not try and fight it, but they should try and follow it.
What the hell is that?
Cat.
No, that's about the thing outside, but
yeah.
The castle, right?
Oh, okay. Only firecracker? Or something fall?
Didn't sound like it
falling. Yeah, something fell. Interview you about your Casey just got called.
Yeah, yeah.
Was. You don't know what call was.
So you gonna tell me that you're making me sick or not?
Not yet. I'll find a solution first.
Oh yeah, how you prevented the assassination of the mayor?
The assassination of the mayor.
Oh, you're gonna tell him about that?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can describe, you know, or you, well, how do you describe yourself? Are you, you know, you came in with your blazing, whatever,
blazing.
Sword of truth.
Sword of justice. Blazing sword of justice.
No, I just tell what happened. No exaggeration.
No exaggeration. What kind of hero are you?
He's welcome to make any exaggeration he wants, but...
He knows what really happened. You just be humble.
Yeah, you know, that's basically what happened. Blah, blah, blah. I followed you to the news. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Ghost Girl did nothing again.
She helped save Tia in there.
She did a couple things.
Yeah,
she made coffee.
No, I apparently am good for nothing.
You're the glue that holds us all together.
Problem with being invisible.
See, we're involved in a sandwich. You know what I mean?
Okay. Make a roll.
Make a roll?
Yeah.
Who just keeps randomly having to make rolls?
18?
18?
That's 13.
Wow. 49.
Yeah.
Okay. So... you know, you get to talking about your stuff, you know, yourself, and although you say the truth,
yeah.
So even there's a big feature-length article about you.
Oh.
You know, that they're gonna they start doing the week after. You know, and how you.
Save the day yet again.
Yeah, save the day yet again.
I have a picture of you doing
like
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The true force behind the island city here.
Your name the Force?
Rat Force.
Yeah, you should be the Force.
The light and the Force.
Exactly.
You should be the something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll get the drink that scientist. Not with the, and then I'll get one word.
I only got one word.
How about the techno tier?
He's
not so rad. Trying to convince him to become the Force.
The Force.
He should be the fairy and someone else can be the sound.
He's going to be the sound.
Should have to be the girl. It's really funny.
Yeah.
It is invisible.
That's true. That's good.
Okay, so let's see. You were...
Wax Museum.
Oh, the Wax Museum. You go to the Wax Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go inside of the usual Wax. Yeah. There is...
There are a werewolf?
Yeah, there are the usual, you know, werewolf vampire.
Frankenstein. Is there a light?
There is no light one yet.
Oh, man.
Wait, are there the mummy?
Are there any islands?
It's more traditional. Yeah, yeah, like mummy. There's also one of the mayor. Like typical Hawaiian.
Yeah. I want to talk to the proprietor of the museum.
Okay.
Hey, could you bring the sports page?
Are you playing really long person?
Yeah. My name's John Gilmore. P.I.?
It's yesterday.
I want to read about the Frenchman. With the Island City Heroes.
Uh-huh.
I want to volunteer our services to come in and sit for you to make some Island City Hero wax figure.
Oh, yes, that would be good.
let us know what hours are best for you, and I will get everyone scheduled for you.
Very kind of you.
So I basically get a schedule of open spaces for him. I'm going to try and fill them in with people from our team.
Alright.
By the way, I was hoping you could tell me where you get your wax from.
What kind of wax store?
Thank you very much, and we'll be in touch shortly about sitting for the sitting for the figurines.
Okay.
Figurines
or
figurines?
Figurines.
I'm going to have to kill you now. So I'll have to call up headquarters and get them to send out an all points bulletin to our team.
Okay.
For a meeting tonight.
For a meeting tonight.
Meeting tonight.
If you ever check your messages, there's a message from Tony Lucerna.
Me?
For you.
Okay.
Awful. He wants to meet
you. Awful.
Copy.
Who the hell's Tony Lucerna?
Mob guy.
Thank you.
Those okay. People you're ripping off?
Okay.
I'll go meet him.
So when you meet him, he says,
what can I do for you?
The light hit one of my warehouses yesterday. And then he robbed my apartment last night. And I just...
I've had it.
You know, if you know why he's doing this, because otherwise we're going to have to retaliate.
I don't actually think it's him.
The guy in an armored suit.
Yeah, well, there's other guys in armored suits.
Were you with me all last night?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I was... John Gilmore...
Wait, who was the message for? Was it for my...
For
Penny.
Okay.
John Gilmore and I and the light were actually in a museum. All night
the Museum of Hawaiian Culture.
Museum of Hawaiian Culture. All night last night on a stakeout.
So perhaps he went to the bathroom for like 20 minutes?
I played a tape recorder. Oh! Oh, man!
Were you all in the same room? Perhaps you were, you know, each assigned a different room?
No, we were pretty much all in the same room.
Stuck together.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he went out of the room for 5 or 10 minutes at a time, but not nearly enough time to run over any place and pull in anything. We also know, well, he also claims, we're actually investigating the warehouse robbery.
Uh-huh.
And the light says that, well, he and John Gilmore were in the pub or something at the time that the warehouse was robbed. So we really don't think it's him.
So you think it's someone else in an RFC?
Possibly. John Gilmore has some wacky ideas about somebody using hypnotism to make him think it's the light. But
oh no, I don't hypnotize anything.
Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. But we're looking into it, and if we find out anything, I'll be sure to let you know.
Oh, all right.
Can you tell me what was taken from the warehouse? All I know is like a box of antique furniture. Was it anything,
help? Do you really need to know?
It might help. What was taken from your apartment? Was it just money or?
Oh.
Or is it?
No, filled it.
Oh, from my apartment, it was just, he broke it to my face.
Yes.
Like, you know, jewelry and stuff you want to put in.
Okay.
Well, the light is certainly no jewel.
but was there anything besides furniture in the crate? I mean, is this a deliberate attempt to you know, interfere with your business?
Yeah, I have some
stuff.
Stuff in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Um,
Alright, we'll see what we can find out.
Coffin. It was a coffin. It wasn't a coffin, was it?
No.
Good. How did you know?
He looks surprised.
Fuck that hurt. Can't tell the heck now.
No, you may never leave this room alive.
Okay.
So, yeah, I understand you don't need to tell me more about your business than you need to tell me. But I'll find out. I'll try to find out what's going on.
Alright.
So, I'll tell you that I talked to Tony and that, he said... Wait, did he actually see the light? Did somebody see the light breaking into his apartment?
Did he see the light?
Tony saw the light.
Okay. So, it turns out that someone resembling the light broke into Tony's apartment last night while we were at the museum. And stole some stuff. And he also told me that he had some stuff in the crate that was stolen from the warehouse.
A coffin?
No. And I asked. He didn't want to tell me what it was, but...
So, why would the light figure be used twice for two different crimes, but the Wolfman, the Vampire, and the Frankenstein only be used once a...
You know, it could be these are completely unrelated.
Exactly.
But highly unlikely.
So anyway, here's a big ass list of all the stuff that the other towns have.
Great. We're going to a wax sapphire.
Wax sapphire.
Okay.
Alright. This is not
prepared, can it? Right here on page 4. Wax sapphire. Alright, so you took a little wax sapphire. Is he doing anything?
I was heading to them. Yeah, he's going.
Oh, okay. So...
I don't know what's going on.
You probably must have meet up with us.
So let's show up at the museum that they were at, and here there's this other lady to this Waxifier. Waxifier? No one told me anything, so I'm still at the lab. Oh, I said I was hitting up the super group stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's not. Okay. Yeah. I mean, no one's called me, right?
There's going to be a meeting tonight.
That's true. Sure. I'll prepare for a meeting. Oh, I can't even get the serum ready by tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Better practice your rolling, because you need to roll high. How do you get the serum by tonight?
Oh, hi. She's going to come to me and say, oh, you can take this every day.
I don't know.
Yeah, he actually develops the serum that everyone else has to take.
So you shoot a villain here, you're going to take the serum. The entire
maid.
Okay. So, yeah, Rip, new stuff with you guys at the...
Wax supplier.
Wax supplier.
Hey, we're checking out the wax supplier.
What do you do to my robot? Where's the robot?
What?
What do you do to my robot?
I trained him cross and uncross.
Why?
So that he can go like this if I say cross, and he can go like this if I say uncross. Kind of like, you know, attention at ease.
So he hasn't been cross training.
Sure. I thought it was the vampire that we were searching, but it looks like it actually might be killer wax dummies.
Wax dummies.
Yeah. Which, hence the wax supplier.
Okay.
You see, there's someone that's been going around breaking into Hawaiian Village administrative offices, apparently looting for artifacts.
You see, some deranged Hawaiian god is getting angry again.
I don't think so, because it appears that they were a werewolf the first time, a killer vampire rat the second time, and a... Frankenstein monster the third time.
So what was taken?
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
He's not found what he wanted. Thus, he's going to hit another village tonight. Or the museum.
Did you say he still hasn't found what he's looking for?
Yes, I would. And he's also been impersonating the light, apparently, though that might be a light figurine or hypnosis.
So where's he hit so far?
Pipe, Line, and Lili.
And what's his? What's the ones that are left?
There are lots of villages.
There's about 9 others.
Is there, like, a pattern to them that we can anticipate?
He seemed to go right then left.
Right to left?
No, right then left. Line was east of Pipe, and Lili was west of Line. Hmm. He might be getting closer to the city. He seems to be going through the whole listing of horror monsters and the like, so I figure it's going to be the mummy tonight.
Mummy.
Yeah.
Mummy. Mm-hmm. I hate mummies.
What are they going to do? Wrap you to death?
No.
Well, we've had a vampire, we've had a werewolf, a vampire, and a Frankenstein. What are the other options?
You don't know what I'm
talking about. I'm trying to vary it.
Dr. Jekyll's Hyde?
That's a good one. So it's really just a variant of the werewolf legend.
It's not here.
Sure.
Not here, werewolf.
Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, that's fine, good. He wasn't really a bad guy, though, was he? Just misunderstood?
Anti-hero.
Hunchback of Notre Dame?
That's a good one.
Doing a bad guy.
The interesting thing is, if they are wax figures, how are they imbued with the actual powers and strengths of the various monsters? It's like the Frankenstein ripped people apart.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a dog.
He was a dog.
He was a dog apart.
He ripped a dog apart? Into. Okay, I'm asking.